can't miss Lady Wilson at Country Thunder, Saskatchewan. Single day tickets are on sale now. See Lady Wilson with Max McNown, Nolene Hoffman, Soli Burrows, and Kelsey Kulik on July 12th. Or buy a weekend pass to see superstars Riley Green, Creed, and so many more. Plus Buck and Thunder Pro Bull Riding. See Lady Wilson live and loud at Country Thunder, Saskatchewan. Tickets and camping at countrythunder.com.
A couple of three or more thoughts entering the weekend. Number one, honestly, it was the perfect night. NHL and CFL on the TV and pizza from the Mad Greek. My TV spent equal time on each game and both were stellar. So was the pizza and ribs. Number two, it was a hell of a start to the CFL season. The Alouettes and Ticats went to overtime in Hamilton with Montreal prevailing 30-27. And we already have had the touchdown catch of the year candidate. Montreal's Tyson Philpott made a how-did-he-catch-that touchdown grab from Davis Alexander in the fourth quarter, which will have people scrambling to watch the highlights today. A heck of a start indeed. Can the Bombers and Stampeders match tonight? I've got Calgary to win. Number three, still loving reading the CFL game notes. Did you know this is the 81st season of CFL football since the merger in 1945? Did you know home teams swept week one last year? That's already out the window this year. Did you know the Riders are 21-14-1 under Corey Mace? Did you know the penalty per game total in 2025 was the lowest since 1974? This is fascinating stuff to me. And number four, controversy in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. Carolina beat Vegas 4-3 in overtime, but the Golden Knights had a goal waved off in the third due to what the refs deemed goaltender interference. It was iffy, but the refs and NHL are standing by the call. It stings for the VGK, but they've got to quickly forget it, be grateful they split in Raleigh, and prepare for Game 3 Saturday night in Sin City. The best time of the year, indeed. That's today's Rod Peterson commentary.